I call the 93rd session Senate of the Associate Students to order August 6, 2025 at 5:31 p.m. in a read aloud in Senate chambers and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance and Land Acknowledgement. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 3, roll call. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss will now call the roll, please.
Speaker Ackland.
Present.
Speaker Atkinson, or Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Hold on, is he on Zoom? I'm trying to find. Absent, unexcused.
Senator Castro.
Yes, present on Zoom.
Senator Evans.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Huang.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Houghtelling.
Absence excused.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Custer.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Lawson.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Levy.
Absence excused.
Senator Lucchesi.
Absence unexcused.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Senator Micelli.
Present.
Senator Miller.
Hold on, I'm checking. Present on Zoom.
Senator Moore.
Present on Zoom.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, present. Senator Packard.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Radke.
Present.
Senator Saporito.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Villa.
Present on Zoom.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. And then just for the record, all senators who are on Zoom, I'd really appreciate if you guys turn your cameras on. I know it's only for probably less than an hour, but I really appreciate it. I know we only have summer for like 2 more weeks, so just bear with me, Zoom, and then we can all be in person. Alrighty, with that being said, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. Agenda item 4A, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 4A.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those minutes have been approved. Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Any on Zoom? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 6, receipts and petitions. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6A through B through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Without objection, that motion is adopted. All right, we're going to move past reports real quick and get these nominees confirmed. Moving on to agenda item 10, fast tracks of appointments. I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda items 10A through B through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator McAndrews. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those nominees have been fast tracked. Moving past agenda item 11 and 12, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 13, consent agenda. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items 13A through B.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. We'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Alrighty. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it and the nominees have been confirmed.
Excuse me, point of order. I believe that there's an audio issue on the Zoom.
Perfect.
Sorry, camera. Myself and others are having issues hearing the audio. Just wanted to give that up.
Thank you.
I have it recorded.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Sorry, I thought I handled this beforehand. Sorry, guys. How's that?
Nope.
How's this? Is that better?
Yes, okay. I think so.
Thank you. Sorry about that, guys. Wait, did you guys hear at all the motions that were made or anything like that? Because if not, then we'll just redo them since half the people here couldn't hear it, you know? Did anybody hear the motions that I had made?
Saperito's got a thumbs up.
You guys can just talk. It's okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty, seeing that the nominees have been confirmed under agenda item 13A through B, we'll now move. Do club commissioners get sworn in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And we can do that now, yeah.
Do you first for the. I think there's someone on Zoom, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay,
so I'll do that. Okay.
Danielle?
It's Bianca.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry. Good mix up.
I'm a Zoom. Yeah. Bianca's iPhone.
Oh, gotcha. Bianca, are you there? Bianca.
It's like so hard to hear you. It's like cutting out a little bit.
Oh, perfect.
Great.
Okay, so we're just going to do this as best we can, Ben. So please raise your dominant hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Bianca Patel.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Of the Associated Students.
Of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Say that again because I cannot hear.
Without any mental reservation.
One more time.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
For purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully discharge.
Faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
At the office.
On which I'm about to enter.
What was that?
On which I'm about to enter.
At which I'm about to enter.
Okay, congratulations.
Alrighty. Congratulations on all the club commissioners who were just sworn in. Congrats. But with that being said, we're going to be moving back to agenda item 7, reports of issuing officers, and starting with President Agobot. Do you have a report?
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Alright, then I'm bringing VP McNamara.
Cool. The more the merrier.
I'm going through.
Yeah.
Alright.
See, can everyone hear me though? I want to make sure we can.
Yeah, everyone on the Zoom can hear us okay. At least the connection's okay. Sounds okay.
Hi, guys. Am I clear on the microphone? Please give me a very solid up and down hand nod. Uh-oh.
Can you guys hear us?
There's a head nod.
Okay. Okay, there's a few.
Okay, well, I guess I suppose there's not really too many people first right now, and maybe we're even having trouble with the Zoom, but I kind of want to put something on the record, and so if everyone can just please listen up, and then since it'll be on the record, people can also listen to it afterwards, just because we're going to be sharing some important information today. So senators, officers, and members of the association, within the next week, a post will be going up about the AE2N concert. But before that happens, and before anyone forms conclusions from a caption, I want to speak to you guys directly. For the sake of transparency and out of respect for the honest relationship I maintain with this body, I want to walk you guys through what happened and what will continue to happen. The AE2N concert is not canceled. It's simply being moved intentionally and deliberately to the spring semester. We're currently aiming for the month of February. When we assumed office in April, we began exploring a creative opportunity to collaborate with the athletic department. The plan was ambitious to combine minds, budgets, and teams to create a concert experience that brought together two entities and amplified the scale of what we could offer students. Athletics would provide a large portion of the financial and staffing responsibilities, and AE2N would act as a major sponsor and student-centered partner. It made sense. After all, they have a larger team and a full-time staff and a larger pool of resources. In late June, after considerable due diligence, it was determined the plan could no longer proceed. It was no one's fault, just simply a reality planning events of this magnitude. What matters is that our relationship with the athletic department remains strong and the possibility of a future joint concert remains open. We continue to look forward to working with them on this year's Campus Spirit initiatives, boosting attendance at games and getting the student body riled up for the many different athletic programs. And please join me in continuing our commitment and positive relationship with this department. With that said, AE2N is now getting ready to plan the concert as we had done in the years before, with programming and the association spearheading the event. However, the update meant that we lost what could have been 2 months of critical planning time. For a concert typically developed over 4 months, from April to August, we were now left with two. We considered pivoting to October or November, but that would have collided with major fall events already in motion, and would also demanded fast contracts, rush logistics, and stretch staff, all while we're still transitioning, training, learning, and planning other events already in motion. So I've seen that path before. I've watched former senators throw together concerts on a tight timeline. I've watched the stress, the potential disorganization, and the luck and grace of God it often depended on. I didn't want that for a team, and I simply didn't want that for the student body. So we made a different choice. We are moving the concert to the spring, not to delay, not to deflect, but to build with purpose, with stability, and with a plan that ensures this concert not only happens, but happens well. We're not changing the tradition, we're simply shifting the timeline. This timeline allows us to be meticulous, to negotiate contracts thoughtfully, to find sponsors, to extend the opportunities to local bands, and give everyone the time they deserve to prepare and create an experience that's supposed to be worth the wait. I understand that this decision will be met with some sort of disappointment. I understand that some students will be frustrated, and I don't shy away from that. In fact, I respect the student body even more because of that. I admire their expectations, and I admire their passion. But I also believe in a deeper truth that leadership requires us to make decisions that are rooted in logic, values, and vision, not just convenience or applause or popularity. So no, let me get this straight. The association is not sorry, but what we are is assured. Assured that this decision is the right one, assured that the concert will happen and happen the right way, and assured that we're not pushing this aside, but we're simply preparing for something better. Some of you probably see this as a setback. I see this as an opportunity to rebuild this concert and foundation of purpose, planning, and pride. And I want to speak to something even greater, because while this concert is one event, I dare each of you to ask yourselves, what is the worth of this association? Because the truth is, we will be criticized by the student body for these circumstances, but each of us must stay steadfast in our faith in this association so we may continue to build faith with the student body. I challenge you to walk into the Center for Student Engagement and look to the right. You'll see packed provisions, where students find dignity and access into food and basic needs. I want you to walk forward and you pass packed rides, making sure students get home safely at night. I challenge you to look to government affairs. Just last year, they delivered testimony on over 25 pieces of legislation at the state capitol, sitting shoulder to shoulder with state leaders to fight for student needs. I challenge you to sit in on orientation sessions where the students with wide eyes and full hearts are stepping into the possibility of their college experience. I challenge you to look at the AE2N internship program and consider the leaders that we produced. United States representatives, nonprofit founders, journalists, poets, and governors, all of which have once walked the halls of AE2N. I challenge you to speak to the student body, to the students in the PAC internship grant program. Watch how a little bit of funding opens 1,000 doors for those who dream of a bigger future. I challenge you to take a drive around the city and look at the businesses with PAC-friendly decals in their windows, welcoming students to share a drink, a meal, and experience with one another through the identity of being a proud Wolfpack student. I challenge you to scroll through the photos and flip through the albums of programming events. You'll see memories that last a lifetime, moments that remind students that this campus is alive, vibrant, and theirs. And if all else fails, I want you to look around this room. I see senators, cabinet members, and students, individuals who showed up not for credit, but for purpose, and individuals who stepped into something much bigger than themselves, individuals who want to make gentler the lives of those around them. And as we sit in the presence of officers of this association, I want us to remember that we exist on the shoulders of giants. Everything before us and everything that will come after us was built on the people who believe in the power of student leadership. People who dream this association to being and people who refuse to play it small. So let's not start now. Because I do believe that we are worth more than just one singular concert, and we're worth more than one singular event. The beauty of this association is that nothing here exists in isolation. Every program, every decision, every act of service exists as a part of something bigger. This moment is truly not about disappointment, this is about direction. So I'm asking each of you to rise up to the occasion and let this be a moment where we remind ourselves and the student body what we stand for. Because I look around and I see immense, brilliant, and unapologetic potential. I wish I could accurately and fully describe all the amazing work and connections that are being created just by this session so far. I know this session is capable of more than just maintaining traditions. We're capable of building legacies, and I have been actively seeing it take shape these past 3 and 4 months. So now is not the time to play it small, play big. And I'm asking every single one of you guys right now to remind the students that AACUN isn't just here to entertain, it's here to empower. Remind them that we're not just reacting, we're rebuilding. And most of all, please remind them that we're still here, still working, and still worth it. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that the AACUN Senate is a direct link between the students and their government. So please help me in spreading this message. The concert is not canceled. It is simply being moved into the spring semester. And please help me keep faith. Please help me guide it. And please help me remind students that our best work doesn't shrink under pressure. It simply rises. So thank you, and then I'll take any questions regarding the concert.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions in person? Then we'll go to Zoom. Any questions from the Zoom? All right, thank you for your report. Vice President McNamara, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it's definitely a little toned down. So our last orientation session was yesterday. It went real well. The official data is going to be coming back soon. It's looking like we were in the top 1, 2, maybe 3 of the most attended orientation sessions. So that's real good. And I also have a good chunk of merch left over. So keychains, portable chargers, those are a little more limited. But feel free, if you guys want to give them to your constituents, stop by my office. We can totally make that happen. PAC-friendly business program is going well. All the returners are pretty much locked in. Still waiting on a couple of responses. And then some new doors opened up through a meeting with the city of Reno. And there's lots of businesses that want to get involved with the campus and with you and our students. So we're going to be going through that and really trying to expand what we do as far as that goes. And then the last one, and this is a big one, we got the block party link sent out. If you guys are willing to volunteer and able to, That's looking good. We already have around 30 clubs and student services that have signed up to table at the event. So that's pretty much set in stone. Really just show up and volunteer, and it should be a good time. I stand for questions.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time in person or on Zoom? All right, thank you guys. All right, moving on to Chief Justice Rena Arneson. Do you have a report? No report. Moving on to Director of Executive Outreach, Director Texan. Do you have a report?
Good afternoon, Senators. I hope you guys have had a great week before school starts picking up. We finished orientations yesterday, like Vice President McNamara said. Thank you to everyone that came out during these past month or two to finish those up. It's been really good talking to all the new students coming in, and they're all really excited to join the internship as well. I've been working on Block Party with Vice President McNamara, and as you said before, we have 33 clubs, orgs, and student services signed at the table. If you're a part of any clubs or orgs, please have them sign up so we can have as many people involved. This is due August 13th at 5 p.m. With that, Vice President McNamara has sent out that volunteering spreadsheet, and we really appreciate you guys all to attend this event. You guys will hear this again from Speaker Ackland, I'm pretty sure, and support to come volunteer. But just please help out as best you can. We need a lot of help with setup and teardown, so if you can make any of those signs, that'd be great. And then this is an amazing opportunity to meet incoming students before Nevada Fit, and each department and branch will be tabling to promote their internship program and explain their role in AACUN, so it'd be good to be involved in that way. Shout out to Senator Barris for already signing up and deciding to help the whole time. Really appreciate it. And then with that, there will also be tabling opportunities during opening weekend from the 14th to the 16th for officers to talk about AACUN, the internship program, and pass out some honor pops for students. A sign-up sheet will be sent out soon, so please keep an eye out for that. I've also been working on makeup retreat, which will be on Saturday, September 20th from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. I'm gonna try to get this out sooner, guys, but it's gonna be a little lengthy. And then all officers that need to attend have been notified through email, so please check that. The location is still to be determined, and we sent out a later date. Please remember this retreat is required per the SAS if you didn't attend the retreat in June. And if you cannot make the makeup, please let me and Speaker Ackland know as soon as possible so we can excuse you and come up with an alternative for you. And then last week I met with the city of Reno, President Ogbot, which is really insightful to see how they want to involve local businesses, want to connect with students, and we're working on finding more information on the Pathfinder Business Program to give them and then see how they can help Clubton Orgs. And if you have any questions that come up really about anything I just talked about, please feel free to message me on Teams or ask them.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time in person or on Zoom? All right, thank you. Moving on to the Director of Executive Affairs, Director Dietrich.
Hello, everyone. I'll also go ahead and preface the fact that I have Director Coleman, which will follow the end of my report.
Okay, sounds good.
Hello, Senators. I'm happy to announce that applications for the ASUN internship program are rolling in. We are currently at 40 responses, where this time last year we were at 24. The interest form currently has 60 responses, where it capped out at 44 last year. I thank all of you for your diligent efforts and resharing the content that we've put out for the internship program on the Instagram, and I sincerely ask for your continued support in spreading the word. I'm also happy to announce that I'm officially in contact with the First Gen Center leadership, and we are moving forward with a partnership. This opportunity is significant because it helps to continue to ground ASUN's involvement in the experiences of students and helps to strengthen our bonds with on-campus resources in their efforts to support our student population. You may also be excited to hear that after tomorrow, we will be making the final purchase for ASUN polos, which will be here at the beginning of the semester, if not by welcome week. Name tags are also on the way, though there may be a delay to the use of a new vendor. Otherwise, Dr. Texan and I have officially finished our one-on-one interviews with all members of the President's Cabinet. Everyone is up to such exciting things in the association, and I believe the session is still looking very bright. This is also a reminder to sign up for any opportunities during Welcome Week and Block Party. It takes a lot of work to be able to put these events on and a lot of hands on deck, but in order to make them run smoothly, we need all the help that we can possibly get. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions for my own report before I move on into Director Holman, so I'll pause there.
Are there any reports in person or on Zoom for Director Dietrich? Alrighty.
Okay, perfect. This is Director Holman's report of campus wellness. Hi, Senators. I hope you are doing well. I apologize that I cannot be there in person, but I have a lot of exciting updates. I have been working on several projects and attending meetings in the last few weeks. I sat in on a mental health task force meeting with counseling services with leadership from another higher institution on how to best support student mental health. I've also attended an NRAP meeting discussing their fall event, Mobilized Recovery, which partners with a national organization. They hope to have keynote speakers, food, and a concert for their event. For my safety week updates, the PACLINE reservations have been made, just working on a budget for the week. I also met with UNRPD to discuss final details for safety week. I met with the Student Health Center and NB Cares for our tabling event during safety week. I also discussed the book fair idea with the Center for Civil Rights and Equal Access and hope to support their event by helping provide books for their event and marketing. I also met with Director Navarte to discuss the department's support project in September. Finally, my AD and I have been working with Inkwell to finalize designs for our general wellness stickers and pamphlets. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out. And those are all the additional reports that I have.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Alrighty, let's see. Moving on to the Director of Club and Organizations, Director Hess, do you have a report?
Commissioner for my team. She was sworn in today. I also hosted a training this weekend for my commissioners to be educated on how we review funding requests placed by clubs. And then clubs were also sent an email regarding the changes to funding during this upcoming fiscal year and how those changes affect them directly. My team and I are also working on sending out the club fair RSVP later this week, so be on the lookout for that. And I also helped VP McNamara and DEO Texan send out the RSVP for Block Party, and it seems like a ton of clubs and orgs and are interested in tabling at this event. Please let me know if you guys have any questions.
Alrighty, are there any questions in person or on Zoom? Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to the Director of Programming, Director Krentz, do you have a report?
Hey, well, hello everybody, I hope you're doing well. So after a long period of deliberation, much like President Agbabatsu made in her own report, we did make the decision to postpone the annual concert just to give ourselves ample time to plan a thoughtful concert that students want to and will enjoy. Our biggest goal is to bring a successful concert that students have not seen in over a year, and we want to ensure that this event will be one that students can talk about for the remainder of their college career and hopefully even longer. While this was a difficult decision to make, we know that the turnaround time to plan a concert right now is simply not achievable with the resources that we have. So in the benefit of both the student body and to the programming team, it is being postponed to the spring semester. If you have any questions about this decision, my door will be open and I'm more than happy to answer any questions or concerns that you have regarding this decision. My apologies for continuing to kick this dead horse. I'm sure you all are very tired of hearing me talk about it. So. On another note, I am happy to say that I have submitted a nomination memo to Speaker Adlin to approve the final event programmer onto the programming team. So once they are approved, they will receive ample training and will join the team during Welcome Week. So we will need all hands on deck for that. Welcome Week planning is also going well. The programmers are making last minute adjustments and are ensuring that everything for their events are finalized for the big week. The gift books for these events should be posted by this upcoming Friday, and I will be sending out an email to the listserv. We're looking for quite a few volunteers, as this is a pretty demanding week for the programming team, so if any of you are looking for any outreach hours or any volunteering hours, please sign up for that, or please let me know, and I'll be sure to put you on the list. So as always, if you have any questions for me, please feel free to reach out.
Alrighty, thank you. Any questions in person or on Zoom? Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to the Director of Government Affairs, Director Taylor, do you have a report?
Yes. Everyone, I'm on my phone today because my computer is, the Wi-Fi and I, since I've gotten back, have not been friends. So I hope you guys are doing well. I'm excited to be back here in the Senate chamber, and I'm very excited for the first week of school and all the fun that comes with the first couple of weeks. I do have a little bit of a lengthier report than normal, so if you have questions, just email or teams me. Since we last met, I had two separate meetings with my projects director regarding our event week. While most details are not finalized, I just want to put it out there that it's probably the second week of school now. It's the estimated dates that I've blocked off on the calendar for these events, and I know she's working really hard on them, so it'd be great to see some officers and senators there. As more details come out, I'll be sure to keep you updated and informed. I, alongside President Agbabat, met with the Office of Government and Community Engagement to discuss future partnership opportunities and areas for growth between our relationships. They're kind of like the brother-sister department with the university administration. They do very similar tracking on legislation and things going on. On top of that, myself and my department members, Hatch and Atencio, met with their office for a second time, working on logistics of upcoming projects we've been planning out. That way we can have areas for collaboration, and you know, it's great having the university administration supporting us, and they can really make our events better, just with their expanded resources, as well as future event ideas that we'd really like to work on, joining forces and bringing local officials to campus. So I'm really excited for that. I plan to be a liaison for AACE event to the Office of Government and Community Engagement after a little bit of discussion with President Agbabat. So if you guys ever want to work with them, let me know and I can get you in contact with the right people. Lastly, I met with President Agbabat to come up with a strategy regarding federal policy changes that will be affecting students and our university. Of course, we are a nonpartisan office, so we can't directly make stances on certain things, but we can do our best to prevent students going into situations that would be harmful to their education and time here on campus. And just a little bit of having representation of all different viewpoints, so if any of you guys have opinions or things that you think would be a good discussion point, let me know. I'm really happy to hear feedback from everyone when it comes to these federal changes. And that outreach is going to expand outside of just social media. I think government affairs, after talking with President Agbabat and as a team, we want to do more personal connections with the student body, much like the Senate table does, by going to them and hearing from them as groups of people and not just single identities. So give me feedback on what government affairs can do better to better represent you as well. And if you would like to set up a meeting, please let me know. I know a few of you here tonight have reached out to me about a couple of different things, and I really want to ensure we follow through with those meetings. Now that I'm here in person, easier to connect, and I feel like information's more digestible that way. So I've replied to a lot of your emails, but if I seem to misplace it, just please bump me, because I really do want to follow up on that. And thank you.
Alrighty, are there any questions in person or on Zoom? Alright, thank you. All right, moving on to the Director of IDEA, Director Navarte, do you have a report?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Hope you all been doing great. And my video is off. Oh, wait. Sorry, technical difficulties. So just a quick update. Lately, my department's been planning events ahead of time just to make sure we're prepared in case any issues pop up. Right now, we're working on Northern Nevada Pride coming up on September 6th, and we've been getting all the equipment and supplies together. If this is something you guys are interested in being a part of, feel free to email or message from our teams. I'd love to have some of you or your department join us, whether it's helping out, tabling, or walking in the Pride to show off our Wolfpack Pride. And I think a few of our games we've got planned will be a great fit for the event. So let me know if you guys want to be involved. And yeah, that's all for me. And have a great rest of your day.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions in person or on Zoom? All righty. Moving on to the Director of Sustainability. Director Lee, do you have a report?
Hello, everybody. This is Director Lee for the record. I hope you've all been doing well and getting outside, enjoying the earth. Some notable things that I've been doing for the past few weeks. I met with Director Navarte yesterday. We were just discussing about future collaboration as well as ways we can support each other with the various with the two grants that we have going on for our respective departments. You know, just trying to collaborate, just making sure that it's seamless for students if they're interested in either of them. Assistant Director Cook and I, we also had a meeting with DEA Dietrich as well as DEO Texan. We just went over our current goals, projects, as well as future support, so we are very grateful for their support and guidance. In addition to that, Assistant Director Cook and I went to the farmers market and introduced ourselves to the marketers and just asked if they were interested in coming to our farmers markets. We had a great amount of interest, and we were able to, getting into the meeting with them as well as, negotiating ways how we can support them as well. I'm open to questions.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time? All right, thank you. Moving on to the Director of Campus and Public Relations, Director Sullivan, do you have a report?
I do. Hello, everyone. So since my last report, I've been working with Programming and Inkwell on polishing up the Welcome Week marketing. I've also talked to Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, and I'm going to get an Instagram post up about the empty Senate seats because the last Instagram post, I feel like that had some engagement, so that was nice. But it won't be up until next week, so I apologize for the delay on that. I've also been working with President Agaba and Director Krentz on the concert statement, and we've been working with the Director of Inkwell on creating a post so that students will hear about this in a respectful and transparent manner. Besides that, I just wanted to shout out Senate for how engaged you guys were with the internship post, because it currently has 15.5 thousand views. So it's the top viewed department internship post. So that's exciting. And then I'll be out of town for the next few days. So please allow me just like a few days to reply to any messages.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time? Alrighty, thank you. Moving on, does does the Director of Ethics and Compliance have a report? Did he send you guys anything? Okay. Alrighty, moving on to myself. Alright. My report's a little long, it just encompasses a lot of stuff, so bear with me. Alrighty. Not much else is going to happen this meeting. We just have reports from chairs. And then we have the bill that we'll be discussing, but based on conversations, it looks like it may get sent back to committee. So nothing really in relation to that. I have finalized my timeline for presentations for faculty and admin to come and present to us, and I already got a lot of responses from that, so that's looking really good, and the timeline I presented you guys when I ran for speaker is looking like it's lining up, so really happy about that. In terms of oversight will be meeting on the 11th of August at 1:30 in the Frankie Sue Del Papa conference room to discuss two censures. In regard to that too, points memo has not changed since the last report I had given. If you guys have been working on any legislation this summer, please put it in the legislation tracker. That is the place for you guys to discuss legislation and look at what everyone else is doing. So please use that. It's a tool that we all are able to use, and I really want you guys to be able to utilize that coming into fall. Makeup retreat held September 20th, 8 a.m. to 6:30. Please go if you did not go to retreat, because if you did not go to the makeup retreat, then unfortunately that you may have to get censured by the committee on oversight, and I really don't want that to happen. Block party August 17th, setup is at 3:30. Shout out to Senator Barris for being one of the first people to sign up. Congrats. Also too, it's another thing, since I had suspended rules at the start of summer and saying that you guys are able to use outreach that you accumulated during the summer and use that during the first outreach period during August, you guys have not done any outreach this summer, that is a perfect example to do outreach for the block party. You can be there for, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours if you want. I'm pretty sure it goes for like, what, 5 hours
around? 6 to 8, but you can volunteer all day if you want.
Yeah.
Beforehand.
Okay, cool. Thank you. In regards to some Senate candidates, I know there's been a lot of talk and stuff like that, and we haven't really seen anything, but that's because I've wanted to push this stuff towards fall, and we have obviously a lot more people in person, and it's not via Zoom. In regards to science, we have 5 candidates right now. Granted, those are just people who I've emailed and who have applied, so who knows who's gonna email me back and who's gonna actually show up and present. So as of right now, we have 5 candidates for science, which means we have to debate for 5 people for 1 spot. So when it gets to that time, I strongly encourage, if you have not spoken during any meetings really during the summer and you want to be able to learn how to talk and discuss at the table, and that is a skill that you guys are paid to do, I highly encourage you guys to speak up during that meeting, because one, that is going to be your colleague for the next 9 months, and two, there are possibly 5 people going for 1 seat. So every senator's voice will be heard at this table. I mean, I don't know when it's not, but you get what I'm trying to say. Same thing with engineering and liberal arts. But for the dates that we have for those candidates for science, it's going to be August 20th. For engineering, it's going to be the 27th of August, which is the first meeting we have back. And then I'm hoping to have liberal arts filled by September 3rd. But if we don't have enough candidates or no one's applied, then obviously I'll just push that back. In terms of workshop dates, I've been working with Parliamentarian ESA on establishing those workshops for you guys. We got a good draft going. It's looking really good so far. And that first workshop is going to be for Robert's Rules, which is going to be on August 27th, which is our first meeting back. I want you guys to have all the tools you can in your tool shed to move forward, to make sure that we're all on the same page, nobody feels lost, and you guys are able to feel confident when you guys discuss at this table and feel confident in the motions that you guys are supposed to be able to make. And then September 10th, which will be 2 weeks later, we're going to have a legislation workshop, which is going to go over bills, resolutions, binding resolutions, ideas, kind of just having an open workshop for you guys to all meet after Senate for 10, 15 minutes, where we all can collectively talk about legislation we're going to work on for the semester or stuff that may be applicable to our college. Senate will not be meeting next week, so we will not have a meeting on the 13th. I wanted to give you guys a break just before school starts, but we will have a meeting on the 20th. And then, of course, on the 27th when we start school, and then it'll be weekly after that. Shout out to all the senators, too, who have signed up for your guys' one-on-ones. Super proud of you guys. Just for clarification, though, these are the senators who have not signed up for your one-on-one, so I strongly encourage you guys to do that just before school starts. Just so if you guys are confused about anything, I don't want anybody to feel lost or feel like they may be confused about something. And again, these one-on-ones are kind of what you guys can make of it. It's for me to kind of check in on you guys, see how you guys are doing. But more importantly, is to see how you guys are going to be moving forward into the fall once we really kick into gear. So the senators who have not signed up for your one-on-ones, that would be Senator Custer, Senator Levy, Senator Hotelling, Senator Miller, Senator Lawson, Senator Packard, Senator Maselli, Senator Huang, Senator Lucchesi, Senator Bolander, Senator Moore, and Senator Castro. So if you guys have not, if your name got called out, the link for the one-on-ones is in the team chat. I should have it pinned. Just sign up. We don't have to meet for that too long. All I'm asking for is 10, 15 minutes of your time to meet. I think that's it in terms of my report. Okay. Are there any questions, comments, concerns, anything about anything I discussed? Any in person or on Zoom? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 8, reports of Senate committees, starting with agenda item 8A, Committee on Academics and Student Affairs. Senator Kitch, do you have a report?
Hi, everyone. Over this time, I'll send a link to the ASA chat later this week. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to the Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Maselli.
Hey everyone, Budget and Finance met last week. We talked about the standardized budget from a couple of templates that we created. We really want to roll this out and share it with you all, but we want to plan methodically, so we're going to keep working on that. I'm going to meet with accounting next week to see how we can best roll it out.
Cool. Moving on to the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement, Senator Issa.
Hi everyone, I just have a few things to report. On Monday, I sent out a when to meet to coordinate our biweekly meeting time for our committee once we begin the fall semester. A special shout out to Senator Evans, Senator Packard, and Senator Radke for promptly filling it out. Your responsiveness is much appreciated. Earlier today, I met with Senator Evans and Senator McAndrews to begin discussions on the development of the ASUN Senate Student Forum Canvas page. We covered both logistical planning and how we can strategically use Canvas tools to enhance our outreach to the students, to the student body. We're planning to reconvene for further discussion on Wednesday, August 20th. Also, Senator Moore met with the Constitution Day Committee last week on Wednesday, July 30th to continue planning for this year's Constitution Day event. I look forward to supporting this initiative as it progresses. And lastly, I will be meeting with Kathy Castro either this Friday or next week to further discuss logistics related to both the big event and Constitution Day. These conversations will help finalize our planning timeline and marketing and clarify what support we'll need from ASUN as a whole. So that concludes my report.
All right, thank you. Moving on to the Committee of Ideas, Senator Castro.
Hi, just getting my report up. So the Committee of Ideas met Thursday, 31st. We heard a detailed and constructive report from Department of Idea Director Duarte, as well as other reports from the individual members of the committee, which were really helpful in gathering towards our upcoming activities and ideas slash discussions we want to have moving forward into the semester. And I will be soon sending out the when to meet for consistently scheduled meetings. So if you're a member of the committee, please keep an eye on that and be ready to fill it out. Yeah.
Alrighty, thank you. Due to the fact that Senator Levy and Senator Boland are not here, we're going to be skipping past agenda items E and F, moving on to agenda item 8G, Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Senator Saporito.
Good afternoon, everyone. Last Wednesday, the Special Committee appointed liaison positions. Now we're setting up a bi-weekly meeting for the upcoming semester. For those in the Special Committee, please let me know your availability as soon as possible. That's pretty much it. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. Parliamentarian Issa, do you have a report?
Hi again. What Speaker Ackman covered in his report. I've continued work on our upcoming Robert's Rules of Order workshop. I've created a preliminary outline that covers the essential procedural knowledge new and returning senators should know, including how to make motions, navigate debate, and understand the flow of Senate meetings. I'll have a rough draft prepared probably by the end of this week, and I'll work with Speaker Ackman to refine what I prepared by the end of next week.
All right, thank you. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, do you have a report?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Just going to say very happy about those insights that Director Sullivan gave us about our post. Thank you, everybody, for putting that out. I'll be honest, that post took me 2 weeks to make, so I'm very happy that it's doing well. I just want to report today that the syllabus is very close to being done. All of the policy inside of it is done. I'm just working on the calendar for the entire internship right now. So a copy of that will be sent to DEA Dietrich first. And then once we've been able to make revisions, I'll send a full copy of that syllabus to all the senators so that you guys have time with it. There will also be supplemental documents that will be written and submitted to help you guys with the internship, kind of following the footsteps of President Aglabat in this role last year. I'm here to also reemphasize, please volunteer for a block party so that DEO texting can help assign you to help with our table so that we can advocate for the internship and all that stuff. Once you sign up, let us know so that we can go over what to talk about when we're advocating for the legislative internship and all the internships as a whole. Other than that, just working on stuff. If you need anything, please let me know.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to myself, the Committee on Oversight. I kind of already talked about this in my report, but the Committee on Oversight is going to be meeting August 11th at 1:30 p.m. in the Franklin Shugo Papa Conference Room to discuss two censures. I had already notified those two senators via email. So if those two senators could email me back just so I got confirmation you guys saw my email, that would be great. Other than that, I'm going to have a summer check-in with all the chairs. I kind of want to just have a report from all the chairs on how your summer has gone as chair. And things moving forward that you think maybe as a chair you could change or anything like that. Kind of just want to get an overview of how your guys' summer has been as a chair and wanted to see if there's anything I could do moving forward to help you guys in your role as chairs moving into fall since it's going to be a lot more busy. We'll also be going over the points memo since that has been up to date as of last meeting. I don't believe it would be updated. It may, but I'll go over that with the Committee of Oversight due to the fact that that is one of our main duties to discuss outreach. It's in summer, so we're not doing that right now, but to discuss points and everything like that to make sure that senators are being held accountable for their actions. Other than that, that is it for my report. Other than that, yeah, okay. Alrighty, moving on to, sorry, does anybody have any questions? I'm speeding through this right now. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 9, reports of secretaries.
Not much to report. I just wanted to let all the new senators know and all of you guys with new positions that nameplates are on the way. That's it. There
cool.
we go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. All right. Now to the best parts. Moving past agenda items 10 through 16. We're going to be moving to agenda item 7A, SB 93, and Act 17A, thank you, Parliamentarian Issa. 17A, SB 93, an act to establish ASUN standard meeting procedures. First, we're going to be moving to a presentation from Speaker Pro Tempore Mas, and then we're going to go from there.
Hello, everybody. This bill, a bill to establish ASUN meeting procedures, is to help put, its purpose is to help put a set of procedures and protocols on the books to help chairs and help department directors or anybody who has to agendize meetings to help them understand how to schedule and help agendize a good meeting, how to make it accessible and that kind of stuff, and how to make sure that we're following some pretty standard procedures when it comes to holding our meetings. At this time, we are probably going to be pursuing a motion to resubmit it to committee after a meeting with Director Rodriguez to go. She just brought up some really key points that we want to make sure are very clear in the bill, and so we want to clear up that in committee. And so instead of making the amendments here at the table, we want to send it back so that the committee has all their eyes on it and are able to flesh out the amendments that we want to bring to it. So that's basically just the bill. It's just here to set out protocols and procedures on how to run a good meeting. It's a guideline in the SAS, and it is, there's a resource rather than a, how would you say? It's, there's a resource rather than, I don't want to say an obligation. Senator Issa, what do you think?
It's a set of recommendations as opposed to, I mean, I can't find a better word other than obligation, but it's just a set of protocols to make sure that your meetings are as open and as transparent as possible.
There it is. Yes. So I'll close the presentation now. We'll move to the questions period, and then in the debate period, we'll make that motion to resend it. Okay.
Okay. Are there any questions at this time for Speaker Pro Tempore Mas or Parliamentarian Issa? Any on Zoom? Senator Bissett.
Sorry, I know it's probably going to be seen in committee, but I was just wondering, in Section 5, when it says any official body, and then also in Section 2, where it says a set of requirements, so is this required for, I mean, say myself and two other senators wanted to talk about something, that's three senators, what does that count as?
So that is one of the instances that we're fleshing out with the amendments. Just to be more clear, some of the amendments that we're going to be proposing in committee is defining a public governing body of more than three people. So in that instance, because it's just you and two other senators, that's not technically an established public governing body of the association. So you wouldn't be required under these protocols to hold that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions at this time, in person or on Zoom? Alrighty, with that being said, we're going to be moving on to debate for agenda item 17A. Parliamentarian Issa.
I motion to recommit SB 93, an act to establish ASUN standard meeting procedures, to the Committee on Government Operations through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Pro Tempore Mas. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Alrighty, hearing the chamber, that bill has been sent back to committee. Alrighty. Moving past that, we're going to be moving to agenda item 18A, Senate Committee Changes and Additions. Are there any Senate Committee Changes and Additions at this time? Alrighty, with that being said, moving to agenda item 18B, Senator Reports. Are there any Senator Reports at this time? Senator Barris.
Alrighty, good evening, everyone. I hope you guys are all doing well. Senator Hotel and Villa and I are working on our events for the upcoming semester. I reached out to Mel Flores regarding public health merch us senators can hand out during Health Fit on August 19th from 5 to 6 p.m. I'm going to reach out closer to the date per request from Mel as we're waiting for the merch to come in. I've also reached out to the nutrition department relating to our nutrition-related event that falls on September 18th. I was connected to the coordinator for Rethink Your Drink program. This program initiative is under the Department of Nutrition, where the coordinator is a team member with a mission to promote healthy beverage consumption and reduce the consumption of sugary drinks. I'll let them know that we're interested in having this, and I'll continue to provide updates later regarding both of these events. And then last thing, today and yesterday, I volunteered for the School of Public Health with their heat prevention and intervention pilot program. I handed out water, fans, and even candy to those participating, even walking the venue to ensure individuals are staying safe in the heat. And then here are some tips regarding heat safety that I want to share with you all tonight. So I just want to make sure you guys reapply sunscreen every 2 hours while in the sun, take small sips of water even when you're not thirsty, wear light-colored clothing and make sure it's loose, seek shade and take breaks in air-conditioned areas to help cool your body temperature down and rest frequently and listen to your body. With that, I ask you all to be safe and watch for those around you, and that's all I have. I have some questions.
All right, thank you, Senator Barris. Any questions at this time? Or technically there's no questions, but any questions? All right. Any other Senate reports at this time? Any in person or on Zoom? Senator McAndrews.
Hello, everyone. I'm excited that school's about to start up. I don't know about you guys. So basically, I've been working on a few pieces of legislation over summer. A lot of them are kind of brainstorming. First off is the clubs and orgs piece. Every time I look at this piece, there's always new questions and new goals. I'm going to continue to work on it throughout the fall. With that, I really want to have as many discussions as possible. If you guys done any research, know of people I should talk to, or you want to talk to me about it, as many people I can talk to, the better. Next is the budget and finance data collection piece. I kind of put up a layout of some thoughts and ideas of how we could go about it. It went really well. We had some conversations, and at the end of the day, we kind of all came to the same page. So it's really exciting to go forward, and we kind of all know where we're heading. Secondly is our Canvas page. I met with Parliamentarian Issa and Senator Evans, and we're kind of brainstorming with that. We talked about goals and some questions that we might have going forward. Basically, with all these pieces, I want to make sure that I'm asking questions, doing research, and making it sustainable for the future. Don't want to write a piece and next session it's rewritten. So that's where I'm coming from. I wanted to do a quick shout out to ASUN leadership. I had my one-on-one with Leaf today, and that went really well. And I'm really excited for the upcoming fall semester. And I wanted to do a quick shout out to President Alcabot. Jay asked me about a few legislation pieces, and it got me really excited about the president talking to me about important pieces that are directly impacting students. So that is all. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Senator McAndrews. Are there any other Senator reports? Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Thank you. Just some fun stuff coming down the pipe from the College of Education. I had a really cool opportunity to meet with the communications director of my college, and together we're working on putting together a Senator monthly newsletter for my constituents so that we can help connect the College of Education students to ASUN more and be a little more forward-facing with them with the information from this body. So that was a really cool event or a cool meeting that I had, but also the piece that I had written that's in the legislation tracker about advocacy for student teacher pay, that should be coming to the table hopefully the sooner side of the fall semester. I'm hoping to get it done within the first couple of weeks, just so that we have all of fall with the Education Association on campus and myself to help advocate for that change, so that we can hopefully maybe get student teachers pay in this academic year. That's the goal. That's a very hefty goal, but that's what we want to go for. So that should be coming to the table soon. But with that, I yield.
All right, thank you, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Are there any other Senate reports at this time? Man, I cannot speak today. Any on Zoom?
Speaker Ackland, I do.
Yeah.
I have a report.
Go ahead.
It's very brief. I don't want to repeat what Parliamentarian Issa already said, but we are working with DC and the Center for Student Engagement to plan a big day. And we're also working with university libraries to plan Constitution Day, which is really exciting. If anybody's interested, please reach out to me or Parliamentary Issa, or even Kathy Castro at the Center for Student Engagement, because I think Constitution Day could really be a lot bigger this year than it was last year. I also wanted to say on Monday, the Student Media Advisory Board met to appoint the general manager for Wolfpack Radio, which means that we finally got all of the seats filled in student media leadership positions. So we are set going into the semester on that. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. Any other Senate reports at this time, in person or on Zoom? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Alrighty. Moving past agenda item 18B, moving on to agenda item 19, comments, announcements. Are there any comments, announcements at this time, in person or on Zoom? Alrighty. I just have one quick thing to say real quick. Remember, we will not have Senate next week on the 13th, but we will have Senate on the 20th. And at that date, we will be reviewing possibly 5 candidates for 1 seat for the College of Science. So please, please, please show up for that one. And please, 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 I encourage all of you to engage in discussion, because again, this is one of our colleagues we're going to be working with. And of course, there's a number of candidates who are going for this one position. So I promise you, your input is wanted and needed. Let's see. I have some pretty exciting news. The Fieldhouse is having its groundbreaking ceremony August 19th at 5 p.m. So I will be there. A number of other senators, I hope, would be there, and other old ASUN officials. For those who were here last session, the Fieldhouse was kind of my baby in a sense, and I was very proud to get that passed, and I was very happy that Fieldhouse was being built. So if you guys are interested in that or just want any more information on the ceremony, groundbreaking ceremony, you can reach out to me, and I can connect you with the right people and stuff like that. So other than that, those are all the comments announcements I have. Any other senators? Alrighty. That being said, moving on to agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Any on Zoom? Alrighty. Moving on to everyone's favorite agenda item 21. I move to adjourn the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students at 6:29 p.m. in the Reed Atlantic Senate Chambers and on Zoom.